Lord, we want to thank you that you are a good God and that you are a loving Father.
主啊，我们要感谢你，你是一个好的神，你也是一个好的父。
And so, Lord, we come to you again this afternoon as little children. And we're just praying that you will help us and bless us.
我们所以今天像我们像一个小孩子一样来到你面前，我们祈求您赐福给我们，保护我们。
We've mentioned these three things for prayer, Lord. We pray for Lucy's two friends to whom she's been interested in telling about the Lord Jesus.
我们就刚才提到的三个事情我们要祷告，我们也感谢 Lucy 的两个朋友，他们对福音的兴趣，我们全心赐福给他们。
Lord, help Lucy to be able to explain to them clearly the love of the Savior, and may each of them be drawn to the Lord and put their trust in Him.
主啊，请帮助Lucy 怎样去跟他们说，让他们知道这我们这个有爱的一个伟大的主，然后让他们能够把他们的信心放在我们的主耶稣身上。
And we remember Victoria and her family, Lord, at the loss of Victoria's father.
我们也记得王红和他的家人，他们现在他们的父亲去世了。
And we pray that you'll just encourage them. We pray that the blessing of God will be upon them at the time of this great loss.
我们也祈求您安慰他们，赐福他们，也在这个时间安慰他们，因为他们现在有失去了一个最重要的亲人。
And Lord, we also would pray for those who will be baptized. We think again of YC and April. And Lord, may the special blessing of God be upon them. We thank thee that they want to follow the Lord in baptism.
我们也为即将受洗的 YC 和 April 祷告，我们感谢他们要接受洗礼，我们也祈求神的福气，特别的福气赐福给他们。
And Lord, we also pray now that you'll just bless us as we look at the Bible again. We want to understand it. We want to live it. We want to bring glory to our Savior and blessing to our own lives.
所以主，当我们学习圣经的时候，我们祈求您赐福给我们，我们要把荣耀带给神，我们要去理解您的话，我们要得到这样的赐福。
And we thank thee now for these things in Jesus' name.
我们为所有事献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, so nice to be with you this afternoon. And we're going to turn back to the book of Ephesians and learn what we can about the Christian life.
感谢大家今天下午来参加学习，我们要翻到以弗所书，这样我们可以学习神的赐福在这些书里。
Now, Roy, you may remember how far we got last week. I'm not exactly sure.
I didn't make a note.
You didn't make a note either. Does any of you know where we finished off last week?
大家谁知道上个星期我们停在哪里吗？因为他不是很确定我们上个星期学到哪里了。
16.
Very good. That makes sense to me. All right. Let's start again at 14. And we'll pick up the theme. The general theme is this, that Paul has explained to them the wonderful privilege that we have all over the world of being part of the Church of God.
现在我们就从那个第十六节开始，这样呢，我们所有的就是保罗提到的，所有的从神来的给我们的福气。
And that's the great truth of the first three chapters.
这就是前面三章的那种伟大的真理。
And then when you get into chapter 4 and 5 and 6, you get the practical teaching that flows from the fact that we are now part of the family of God.
因为你到第四章和第五章、第六章开始呢, 我们是, 谈到了一些, 实践性的东西, 这样我们可以, 这么去做, 从神那里得到祝福。
If you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's a wonderful thing. And then you live for the Lord Jesus.
因为当你信了主耶稣为你的个人救主的时候, 是一件美妙的事情, 然后呢, 你开始为主而活。
So verse 14 of chapter 4 then says, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
第十四节说, 使我们不再做小孩子, 中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术, 被一切异教之风摇动, 飘来飘去, 就随从各样的异端。
So, when you become a Christian, you are born again, you are a baby.
所以当你成为基督徒的时候呢, 你是重生了, 你是一个婴儿。
And our responsibility is to grow up to be mature like the Lord Jesus.
我们的职责呢, 就是不断地成长, 最后成长成熟到像我们的主耶稣那样。
But it's very easy not to grow as we should, and then we would be easily attacked by the devil and his many, many agents.
所以呢, 我们是很容易不像我们应该的那样去成长, 然后我们被那魔鬼的好吧, 包括他的那些跟随着所有的人去影响。
And so we've all learned that there are out there many people who talk about the things of God, but they don't all say exactly what the Bible said.
因为我们也知道很多人他们说他们在讲神, 但是他们不是通常在讲圣经里教导的事情。
And so the false teachers are trying to get people to follow them. Who are more likely to follow them?
所以呢, 这些伪教师呢, 就一直试图让人去跟随他们, 那么什么样的人很容易去跟随他们呢?
And the answer is the little children. They're the easiest ones to get to follow bad people.
所以答案呢, 就是一些小孩子, 因为小孩子呢, 他们是很容易去跟从那些坏人的。
And so our responsibility is to grow up ourselves and to do everything we can to help the others around us grow up as well.
所以我们的职责呢, 就是我们自己先成长, 然后我们去尽一切可能帮助我们周围的人也成长, 让他们。
And that's why we're here today.
这就是我们今天为什么在这里。
But the question is, how do we help one another grow?
所以呢, 问题就是我们怎么互相帮助成长呢?
And so verse 15 says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
所以第15节说, 唯用爱心说诚实的话, 还自长进连于元首基督。
So how do Christians grow up? They speak the truth in love and they listen to the truth in love.
所以呢, 基督徒怎么成长呢? 他们用爱心说诚实的话, 所以他们也听, 在真理里的爱。
And frankly, it's difficult to speak the truth in love.
因为, 很明显的, 是非常难用诚心说, 用爱心说诚实的话。
Sometimes people speak the truth in anger.
有时候呢，有些人呢，他用怒气来讲真理。
Some people say, well, I love them, so I won't say anything.
所以呢，有些人说呢，我爱他们，但是我什么都不想说。
And so they don't speak the truth.
所以他们就不讲真理。
So the Christian is the one who carries these two principles in tension. And he says, I will speak the truth and I will speak it in love.
所以呢基督徒呢他们就是有意要这么去说说我要讲真理但是我要用爱心来讲真理。
Now I am reminded of a very bad story that I heard or read a year or two ago.
所以呢我要讲一个非常坏的故事在我们或者读到或者听到的一两年前。
And the story is about a very great man whose name was Winston Churchill.
所以呢这里讲到的呢是一个非常在这个世界伟大的人他的名字就叫丘吉尔。
And he was very influential in saving the Western nations during the Second World War.
所以他在二次大战的时候他是一个极其有影响的拯救了整个西方世界的人。
And the story is that one day, his grandson came to him and spoke to him.
所以呢这个故事开始呢就是有一天他的孙子来到他面前跟他说话。
His grandson said, Grandpa, is it true that you are a very great man?
所以他的孙子跟他说呢爷爷这是真的吗你是一个非常伟大的人。
And his grandfather said to him, Yes, that is true. Now go away.
所以呢他的爷爷说是的这是对的然后滚开。
How tragic. Here's this great man whose grandson admired him, but he didn't speak the truth to him in love.
这是一个多么大的悲剧啊！他的孙子尊敬他来跟他说但是他却没有用爱心跟他的孙子说诚实的话。
The Lord Jesus spoke the truth in love, didn't he? Wherever he went, whatever he did, he was speaking the truth in love.
因为主耶稣不管他去哪里，他说什么，他都是用爱心说诚实的话，是不是？
Sometimes he spoke the truth in forgiveness, and he said to the woman, I don't forgive you either. You go, don't sin anymore.
所以上有时候呢主耶稣讲话呢就是饶恕的话他就跟那个患奸淫的妇女说我也不定你的罪你就走不要再犯。
Another time, he was with a Pharisee having lunch in his house.
另外一个时间呢他跟一个法利赛人在一起在他家里吃午餐。
And on that occasion, even though he was in the Pharisee's house as his guest, he spoke the truth in love to him. He said to the Pharisee, you are wrong. He was very quiet, gracious, humble, but he spoke the truth in love.
尽管他在那个法利赛人家里做客，他仍然用爱心跟那个法利赛人说诚实的话，他说这个法利赛人你做错了。然后呢，他尽管主耶稣是一个非常谦卑、非常有爱心的人，他仍然是用爱心说诚实的话。
So sometimes you will find a Christian speak to you, and he might even say to you, "You know, you are wrong."
有时候呢，你发现一个基督徒来跟你说，他有时候说呢。他直接跟你说你知道吗你做错了。
And you might be very upset by that And you might, under normal circumstances, go away mad or say something you shouldn't say in retaliation.
所以这个时候呢，你可能非常沮丧，因为你不是可能是那种人，你不是很善于处在一个环境中，你不是很能够去对付那种情况的人。
But remember that your brothers and sisters love you enough to speak the truth, even if it's going to be just a little hard for you to handle.
所以你要记得，你的弟兄姊妹们，他们会用爱心跟你讲诚实话，尽管指出你的错误，你很难去接受。
What is our objective? That we all grow up into Him. We want to be like Jesus. We've all got to grow a long way before we're like Jesus.
我们的目标是什么呢？我们所有的人都要一起在主耶稣里成长。我们有一个很长的路去成长，最后我们都像我们的主耶稣那样。
So the question is, how does this growth work?
所以呢，问题是这个。 成长是怎么去行得通的呢?
And verse 16 explains, it says, from him, that is the Lord Jesus, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
所以第16节说呢, 全身都靠他，这些主耶稣联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便将身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。So
you've got a picture here, not just of an individual Christian, you've got a picture here of the group of Christians called the local church.
所以这里呢，你有一个画面。这个画面不是说一个单独的基督徒，你有一群的基督徒。这一群基督徒就被称为当地教会。Which
of us in the local church has the responsibility of growing up to be like Jesus?
所以在我们这个当地教会里，我们哪一个人有那个职责，一直成长，成长的像我们主耶稣呢？
Answer is every one of us.
答案是每一个人都要成长。
And if we all have got to grow up together, that means we've all got to speak the truth in love to one another.
所以如果我们所有的人都一起成长的话呢，这就是说我们互相之间都要用爱心说诚实的话。So
that governs our conversation when we're talking to one another. We've got to realize that all our conversation is to be speaking the truth in love so that we all grow.
所以这里呢，对我们所有的谈话的交谈中间的一个指导。当我们所有的人一起交谈的时候，我们都要爱心说诚实的话，这样我们互相所有的人就能在主里不断的成长。
Verse 16 then says that he is the head, and from him the whole body is joined together.
第17节说呢，所以我说，且在主里确实说。
So I've got a head, and I've got an arm, and I've got a foot.
You talk about the 17 verse?
I'm talking about 16 now, yeah.
Okay, 16. 所以他说呢，我有一个手臂，我有一个腿。
So the question is, what keeps my hand from falling off my body?
所以呢，什么把我的手连接在我的身体上呢？
What keeps my foot from falling off my leg when I walk down the street?
所以当我在街上行走的时候，什么能让我的脚能够连在我的腿上呢？
And the answer is that between my leg and my foot is an ankle bone, and the ankle bone and the foot are linked together.
因为答案是呢，在我的脚和我的小腿之间一个脚锣骨把它连在一起了。
So what keeps me from falling away from the Lord Jesus as I walk through life?
所以当我在我的基督徒人生中什么让我保持在主耶稣里面呢？
And the simple concept here is you do.
所以简单的概念就是你自己。
Each of us has not only our own responsibility, but each of us has almost a glue that comes out from us that holds on to all the rest of us.
因为我们每一个人它不仅仅是我们自己，我们每个人里面呢都能融出一个胶来，把我们互相之间粘在一起在主里面。
And so my glue helps hang on to you so that you don't fall away.
所以我的胶呢帮助你跟我粘在一起，这样你就不会掉下去。
And your glue holds on to me so that I don't fall away.
所以你的胶呢也粘着我，让我也不至于掉下去。
When you're little children, sometimes when you go for a walk, the child is told, now you hang on to your sister's hand and you hold one another together so you don't fall or get lost.
因为当你带你的孩子出去散步的时候，你会跟那个说，你把你姐姐的手抓紧，这样呢，你们就不会迷路，也不会丢失。
And that's the way we grow as Christians. Look at verse 16 again.
这就是我们基督徒成长的一个方式。我们再次来看看16节。
From him, that's Jesus, the whole body is joined and held together by every supporting ligament. You're a supporting ligament. I'm a supporting ligament, and we're all holding one another together in the body of Jesus.
所以呢，全身都靠他，这就是主耶稣，联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。所以这呢，你我之间呢，都是这个东西，让我们合适，让我们联络在一起。
That's very delightful and it's very exciting.
一件令人非常高兴的事，也是一件令人非常兴奋的事。
But the problem is that not always does it happen.
所以问题是呢，这通常呢不总是这样的。
And so sometimes you'll ask the question, whatever happened to so and so?
所以呢，有时候你会去问这么一个问题，那谁谁谁出了什么事儿呢？
And sometimes the answer is so and so began to wander off like the infant blown by every wind of doctrine, and the infant began to wander off and no one reached out to pull him back.
所以有时候呢就是那个谁谁谁呢，他被那些错误的教导吹走了，慢慢的飘走了，飘离了我们。这个问题就是呢，没有人去把他拉回来。
And so you and I are continually reaching out to one another to bring us back to where we should be in the body of Christ, holding us together. That's what our objective is.
所以呢，我们的职责，我们的目标就是你和我，我们都互相去找寻其他的人，把这些人呢保证他们在他们应该在的地方，就是在我们主耶稣基督里面。
Holding us together for what purpose?
所以把我们按照我们所有的用途把我们连在一起。
In order that we all grow up together to be like the Lord Jesus Christ.
这样呢，我们就所有的连在一起都成长， 成长得像我们主耶稣那样。
So that is a delightful and a profound objective.
是一个非常令人高兴的一个深刻的一个目标。
Each of us then holding on to one another, speaking the truth in love, growing together, so that we will all be as an assembly, just like Jesus Christ.
所以我们所有的人呢都互相连在一起，互相帮助，互相用爱心说诚实的话，这样我们所有的人就像我们这个当地教会可以一起成长，就会成长得像我们主耶稣那样。
So the last line then says at verse 16, as each part does its work, every part has got to do its work in holding us together and causing us to grow together.
这个16节的最后一部分说各按其职彼此的相助，这样我们所有的人呢都在一起履行自己的职责，所以可以一起成长，成长得像我们主耶稣那样。
All right, now there may be some questions on this. This is very, very important, very practical, but very important. Questions, concepts, or just comments rather, questions or comments on this.
这里呢，到目前为止大家有什么问题和想法？因为这是一个非常重要的，非常有实践性的一节经文。
Chelsea,
yeah, I speak Mandarin, but first, 那个 Roy, 你像我们吧，有的时候，我们在讲真话的时候是要看对象的，对吧？有的时候这个他不理解呀、啊，不就是尽管我们很那种有爱呀、啊，但是他不理解，反而就觉得我们很讨厌啊。我觉得看对象是不是也重要了？要讲 truth 讲真话的时候，对象很重要。
所以你的意思就是不是跟谁都可以讲真话，要爱心。
如果能成就他，就是能真的能帮到他的时候讲，那就讲。如果这个对象我要讲的这个人啊、哦，他根本就不是跟你一个频道 different channel 的时候，那不就是适得其反吗？
所以你的意思就是不是对每一个人都要讲用爱心讲诚实的话，
就要看对象。
你是表达一个看法，还是你想问他问题？
我就是想问问题，是不是要看对象
？OK. So I think Charles's question is, when we speak the truth with love, so we should we determine which one we speak to, and not for everyone. If that somebody is not not very kind. If you speak the truth in love with love to them, they may get very angry and didn't agree with you. So our question is, should we speak truth with love to everyone or just for particular people?
And I guess the answer is,we must speak the truth in love to everyone, but we've got to recognize that you've got to love everyone a little bit differently.
他说的答案呢，就是我们应该是对每一个人都用爱心说诚实的话，但是呢，你要是对每一个人的爱有一点点的不同那样的。
So in the book of Proverbs, you will read,a line that says, a word to the wise is, the word isn't sufficient, but that's basically what it means. If you say a word to wise people, that will be enough.
所以呢，他说在箴言里有一句话是这样说的，你要是讲什么话呢，你要是对那些聪明的人讲。
But some people, a word to the wise is not sufficient, and they get angry if you speak a word to them.
那他说呢，你如果是跟那些聪明的人讲呢，就一句话就够了。如果跟那些不是聪明的人讲呢，你会惹怒他。
And so a father or a teacher sometimes has to say, a word to this person is not sufficient, I'm going to have to give him a spanking.
因为有时候呢，学校的老师呢，或者是家里的父母呢，他们说我只跟他讲可能是不够的，我必须要打他。
So there are many ways of approaching a person, but ultimately, we've got to always try to speak the truth of God. We do it in love. We ask God for wisdom, but we try to help them.
对不同的人，我们要有不同的方式去说。但是我们一直呢，要用爱心说诚实的话。我们要从神那里寻求智慧，让神来帮助我们怎么去做，怎么去说。
Much prayer.
就是你要多多的祷告。
Other questions or comments?
还有那个问题和想法吗？
All right, verse 17 goes on.
我们继续来17节。
It says, so I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking.
所以我说，且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再像外邦人曾虚妄的心行事。
All right, if you're a Christian, you've got to be different than you used to be.
如果你成为一个基督徒，你要和你以前变得不一样。
The world is full of futile thinking.
所以呢，这个世界呢，what's a futile thinking?
Futile thinking. I'm going to give you another definition. It's often called conventional wisdom.
Conventional, yeah.
That's just as hard to translate as futile thinking.
Okay.
All right. Let me put it this way. The world's thoughts often lead in the wrong direction.
Okay. 所以他说呢，这个世界的想法呢，通常是把你带到错误的方向去了。
So the book of Proverbs says that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
因为这个箴言你说呢，那个事情可能对那个人是正确的，但是这件事将把他带进死亡。
The world is going the wrong way.
这个世界呢，是在错误的方向上走。It's
going the wrong way because it doesn't think right.
所以，因为这个世界为什么走在错误的方向呢？因为这个世界他们的思考方式是错误的。And
so when one becomes a Christian, he has got to learn to think God's thoughts, not the devil's thoughts.
一个人成为基督徒以后呢，他学习用神的思维方式去思考，而不是用魔鬼的方式去思考。And
that's not always easy, and sometimes it takes a long time.
这个不是容易的，有时候要花很长的时间才能做到。So
we've got to say, all right, I'm a Christian now. I have got to think like Jesus, not like the world and the devil.
因为我们就这样说，我现在是一个基督徒，所以我要像主耶稣那样去思考，而不是像这个世界和魔鬼那样去思考。
So this morning we looked at six different helps to clear thinking. Six things we can do to help us think properly.
今天上午呢，我们学习的是六个不同的方面，怎样去思考，而且是这个六个不同方面帮助我们从一个正确的去思考。
So the Christian has got to think God's thoughts now.
所以基督徒呢，必须现在就开始像神那样去思考。
Now this is how the world thinks, verse 18. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts.
所以第18节说他们心地昏睦与神所赐的生命隔绝了都因自己无知心里刚硬。
So what it's saying is, at the end, they have a hard heart because they continued in sin and their hearts got harder and harder and harder.
所以呢，第18节的最后一点说，他们的心刚硬，因为他们继续在他们罪里活着，所以他们的心就在罪里越来越刚硬，越来越刚硬。
As they continued in sin, they lost the knowledge of God. They became more and more ignorant of God.
所以因为他们继续在他们罪里继续走下去，他们就缺乏了神的知识，所以他们的心呢就变得昏昧。
And that because they were separated from God in their life.
所以这里呢，是在他们的人生中，他们和神隔离了。They
were darkened in their understanding. They didn't think right.
所以呢，在他们的理解里，他们是昏暗的，所以他们不会用正确的方式去思考。
So looking at the logic flow then in the other direction in verse 17, there's a futility in the thinking. They don't think right.
因为在那个第我们回到17节呢，他们在这里讲到呢是他们的那些希望的心形式，所以他们不会以正确的方式去思考。
Verse 18, their understanding becomes darkened.
所以呢，第18节呢，他们的那个心地变得昏睦。
Because of that, they become ignorant of the ways of God.
所以因为这个呢，他们在神里就变得无知了。
And the result is they end up with hard hearts. They couldn't speak the truth in love because they don't know the truth, but they don't know how to love. They just got hard hearts now.
所以呢，因为这样呢，他们最后心里变得刚硬，因为他们不去讲神的真理，所以他们的心就会变得越来越刚硬。
Verse 19, because of that, they lost all sensitivity.
所以呢，因为第19节呢，是因为这些，所以他们呢失去了所有的那种感觉。
The illustration is, I think, of a man who's, he works either in the field or he works on mechanics, he works around steel, and he's got hard hands.
所以呢，这就是这种比方呢，就是一个人他在通常在机器方面工作的话，和机器打交道的，他们的手会上长茧。
Because of the very hard labor of his hands every day touching things that are hard and rough and hot and cold, and his hands become tougher and tougher and tougher.
因为他的手每天都不停地接触金属，接触一些硬的东西，所以呢，他的手的表面就变得越来越硬。
And then you go to that man with something very delicate, and you say, can you feel this? And he says, no.
所以呢，然后你到那个人面前，给他一个非常精细的东西在他手上，说你感觉到了吗？他说没有。
He becomes insensitive.
他呢就变成了对那些没有感觉的。
And then the tragedy is, the end of verse 19, they've given themselves over to sensuality, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
现在第十九节说，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，各行种种的污秽。
So our society now is basically given over to immorality.
那我们的社区呢，通常呢是一直给更多的那种不道德的东西。
Our governments basically say that sexual sins are not sin, sexual behavior is all good.
所以呢，我们的政府通常说，性方面的罪已经不再是罪了。如果你的性行为通常是好的。
We're even, wrestling with laws in Canada that would say that it would be a sin to say that sexual sin is sin.
实际上我们在加拿大的立法里，它甚至很难说是这个性的犯罪是罪。
We're about to say, conversion therapy would be illegal.
Is it conversion therapy?
Conversion therapy, trying to convert the sinner who's guilty of sexual sins, trying to convert him to the position where you say sin is sin, that would be illegal.
所以呢，我们说呢，通常呢，去纠正那些人的性方面的那种取向的那种治疗的都是非法的。
So that's where we are today in Canada. We're very, very close to the bottom of this terrible decline.
所以呢，这就是我们加拿大今天的状况。我们是在一个非常非常低的一个道德的水准下面。
Sodom and Gomorrah were like that, and God rained fire and brimstone down from heaven upon them and destroyed them because of that.
因为索多玛和哥摩拉呢，他们就是像那样的，所以神就降下天火来消灭他们。
And so verse 20 says, you, however, did not come to know Christ that way. You've got to think differently.
所以呢，第二十节说呢，你们学了基督却不是这样。
And so we've got to turn around from everything associated with this sexual immorality that fills the world. We've got to turn from that and go back to Christ and start thinking like Jesus Christ.
所以我们要转离这整个世界，我们在这个世界里那些不道德的性关系，然后我们要转到主耶稣这里来，我们像主耶稣那样去思考。
Therefore, when you become a Christian, the change is very big.
所以呢，因此呢，当你成为基督徒以后，你的改变是非常大的。
Sometimes people say, well, it's true that I'm a Christian and I've changed quite a bit.
有时候呢，有人说我是真的，我是基督徒，所以我的变化非常大。
But God says, especially in this area of morality, we must change completely.
所以神说呢，特别的在这个道德的这个观念里，我们要完完全全的转变。
So maybe we can read then verses 20 down through 24 to get the context, and then we'll go back and look at the detail.
我们从第二十节读到第二十四节，然后我们再回头来看一些细节。
You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, which is created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
他刚读的二十到二十四节，第二节，你们学了基督岂不是这样？如果你们听过他的道理呢，他的教学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏了，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这是新人照着神的形象造的，是有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So the picture in verse 22 is you put off your former clothes. You don't dress that way anymore. And then you put on verse 24, the new self.
因为这个逻辑呢，就是第22节里讲的，你要把你脱去从前行为上的旧人，在第24节呢，是要穿上新人。
The analogy here is to the prodigal son.
讲到的就是那个浪子的故事。
You'll remember the prodigal son. He took his father's inheritance. He went down into the far country and he wasted his substance and everything he had on bad living.
因为你们大家记得那个浪子的故事，他提前分到他父亲给他的遗产。
And then you remember that he turned and came back to his father, came back to his father's house. The interesting thing is the first thing that the father did for him when he came back was he gave him some new clothes.
所以你们大家记得在那个故事里，他父亲做的第一件事就是给他换上新衣服。
Now that's the Christian. He used to be in sin. He used to be just a typical Gentile with no interest in the things of God. He trusts the Lord as Savior, and so he takes off the old life and he puts on the new life.
所以这就是基督徒，他通常呢。 他是过去是在他们的罪里，然后呢，当他们信了主以后呢，他来到这里，主跟他换上了一个新衣服，他就是完完全全成了一个新的人。Verse
22, you put off your old self, which is being corrupted by the deceitful desires.
第二就说，你们脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Okay, you don't think about those things. You don't do those things. You put them all off. They're all gone.
因为你不去想那些事儿，你不去做那些事儿，你把它所有的都脱去，它已经完完全全的消失了。
And you do this, verse 23, by being made new in your minds. You're thinking now like Jesus.
第23节说，要将你们的心智更换一新，你们要像主耶稣那样去思维。And
therefore you put on, verse 24, the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
第24节说，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So the question again, related to some of the things we said this morning, is what do you think about?
这个再次来到这里，就像我们今天上午所说的，是你在想什么？
And you don't think about things that would lead to sin, but you do think about things that would lead to holiness.
那你不要去想那些。 能够把你带到犯罪里面去的那些事情，而要把你带想那些把你带到圣洁里面的那样的事。
Is the Christian different from the world?
基督徒和这个世界是不一样的吗？
The answer is yes. The world is trying to get more pleasure from sin.
所以当然是的，答案是，这个世界呢，总是想从罪里得到更多的快乐。
The Christian is trying to give more glory to Jesus from holiness.
你基督徒呢，一直是试图给我们的主耶稣更多的荣耀，用圣洁来给他。
That's a big difference, isn't it?
这是一个非常大的不同，是不是？
How do you do that? You put off the old man and you put on the new man.
你怎么那么去做呢？你脱去旧人，穿上新人。
So you get up in the morning, and the question is, what clothes are you going to put on?
你早上起床的时候呢，你说我今天要穿什么衣服呢？
And some people get up in the morning and say, I wonder what the weather is going to be. I've got to dress appropriately for the weather.
那有些人从早晨起来说，我来想想今天天气是什么样。所以我要按照天气穿着合适的衣服。
And other people get up in the morning and they say, what work am I going to do today?
所以呢，另外一些人他早上起来说，今天我要去做一些什么工作呢？
So when I was in active business, I would get up on Friday morning and I would say, what work am I going to do today?And then I would say, I'm going to the office and I'd better look like a businessman.
实际上他那个时候还在工作的时候呢，他星期五啊早上起来，他说我今天要穿什么衣服呢？他是因为我今天要去办公室，所以我最好穿得像个生意人一样。
And then I'd get up on Saturday morning and I would say, what am I going to do? Oh,I'm going to be working in the yard today. And so I would put on some rough working clothes.
因为他星期六早上他起来的时候呢，他说我今天要做什么呢？我必须在我的后院里工作，所以我最好是穿上那些做园艺的那些衣服。
And then I'd get up on Sunday morning and I would say, what am I going to do today? Oh, I'm going today to worship and to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I would dress appropriately for him.
因为今天星期天早上我起来的时候说我今天要干什么呢？哦，今天我要去服侍主。所以呢，我今天要穿得非常隆重，非常庄重去服侍主。
So that's the comparison here. Before you become a Christian, you get up in the morning and you put on the clothes, spiritual clothes, you put on the clothes that are going to enable you to enjoy sin the most.
那就是说呢，这就是跟那个基督徒是相似的。当你成为基督徒的时候，你起早上起来，你要放的穿上那个属灵的那个心装，这样呢，你可以去用那个心装去享受你更多的你要做的事情。
And then when you become a Christian, you get up in the morning and you say, "Today I'm going to put on the clothes that Jesus will enjoy the most."
因为当你成为基督徒的时候，今天早晨起来，你说我今天我要穿上的衣服呢是。主耶稣最喜悦最悦纳的是。
Totally different, isn't it?
是完完全全不同的，是不是？
And so the way you think becomes the way you act. And you think the way you should so that you can act the way you should so that there can be blessing in the lives of many others.
所以呢，你开始这个方式就是你思考，你怎么思考你就是怎么行动，那么你怎么正确的思考呢，你就能够带出正确的行为来，这样呢就跟那其他的人带来福气。
So, once when I was teaching through the book of Ephesians, I started at chapter 6 and worked backwards.
当我开始教以弗所书的时候呢, 我是从第六章开始, 然后慢慢往前教。
Because there is a progression in the book. And if you want the victory of chapter 6, then you've got to live the ways that you're supposed to live in the earlier chapters. And there's a logic flow here, and it's absolutely delightful.
所以呢,这是一个逐步递进的过程。你如果想要得到在第六章里所有得到的成就,你必须在前面不断地按照一章一章的按照那样去 生活那里按照那种逻辑不断的
It basically says what you do today determines what you will be tomorrow.
这里基本上说呢，你今天做的什么事儿，你决定了你明天会成为什么样的人。
It says what you do today will enable you to become what you should be tomorrow. Life is a growth.
因为这就是呢，今天你做的什么，可以决定你明天成为什么样的人。你的人生是在不断的成长的。So
in this context, you start to think like God. You, verse 22, you are made new in the attitude of your mind.
因为这里呢，就是说，你是怎么去思考，在第二十二章里，你要像那样渐渐的把你的思维放在上面去。And
then you put off the old man so that you can put on the new man.
所以你脱去旧人，这样呢，你就可以穿上新人。All
right, verse 29 then. Sorry, verse 25. And we'll just read 25 through 28, Roy.
Okay.
Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need.
刚刚读的是25节到28节，从第25节开始，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。 生气不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷，从前劳力的，亲手做正经事儿，有可就有就可有余分给那缺少的人。Therefore,
if you're going to put on the new man, what does the new man do? Put off the old man. All it wanted was more fleshly desires. You put off that and you put on the new man, but what does the new man do?
所以你穿上新人，这个新人要将要去做什么呢？因为你脱出旧人，脱出的所有都是那个世界上的私欲，所以你要穿上新人的时候，这个新人他要去做什么呢？
And so back to Chelsea's earlier question, verse 25 says, therefore each of us must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor. So we say, instead of living my life for me, I'm going to start speaking for God, and I will be bold enough to speak to my neighbor, speak the truth of God in love.
Going to affect our tongue. 为了神而活，你要大胆的去跟你的邻舍去讲诚实的话。
So how do you put on the new man? Well, among other things, you say, I am going to speak for Jesus today. I'm going to tell somebody I'm going to speak for Jesus. That's number one.
所以你是怎么样成为一个新人呢？你说今天开始我要为主耶稣，我要为他说话，这是第一条。
And in this speaking, you've got to control your anger.
所以在这里讲到的呢，你要控制你的怒气。
It says, in your anger, do not sin. And you may get angry, but don't sin in that angry. You can speak strongly, you can speak firmly, but don't sin in your anger.
所以在这一节里讲到的呢，就是你可能要生气，你也许会生气，但是你生气不要犯罪。你可以把话说得很重，你可以说得很坚定，但是呢，这样的呢，你不要犯罪。
And the next line says, do not let the sun go down while you're still angry.
下面后面说呢，不可含怒到日落。
If there is anger, deal with it today.
如果你心里有怒气，今天就把它解决了。
You'll be in trouble if you go to bed mad.
所以呢，如果你就有麻烦了，如果你睡觉的时候还是很生气。
And so will the others. Deal with it. Say, I'm disappointed, and then say you're sorry for what you're sorry for, and get it right before you go to bed.
因为如果说你做错什么事儿，你要去为你该道歉的事儿去说道歉，在你睡觉之前把这个问题给解决了。
If you don't, verse 27 says, do not give the devil a foothold.
因为如果你不那么去做呢，你就给魔鬼留地吧，这是27节说的。
Alright, so number one, what do you do with your tongue? Number two now is relating to stealing.
因为呢，第一个呢，就是说你的舌头去说什么话，第二个呢，就是讲到了偷窃。
Verse 28 says, he who has been stealing must steal no longer.
所以第28节说从前偷窃的不要再偷。
It's very easy for people to get something they want even to the point of stealing it.
所以呢是非常容易让有些人呢他想去得到他想要得到的东西，尽管可能是偷。
We don't always steal people's things.
我们并不通常就是去偷别人的东西。
But it would be easier for us to steal some of their time.
所以呢，对我们来说，很容易就是去偷人家的时间。
We could steal some of their glory.
我们也可以偷他们的荣耀。
We could steal their help.
我们也可以偷他们的帮助。
We could just fail to give them what we know we should give them. That would sort of be stealing too, wouldn't it?
所以说我们该给其他人东西我们却没有给，这也是偷盗的一种。
And so the Christian, he not only starts living for Jesus by what he says, but the Christian starts living for Jesus by not taking what he doesn't deserve, but rather by giving what is more than the other person deserves. He's trying to build the other person up so they become like Jesus, all the congregation being like Jesus. So the person who steals, he says, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be living for their benefit.
因为实际上我们为主耶稣而活的，不光是说我们嘴里要讲什么，而且是我们的行为，当我们不要去 拿那些不该我们拿的东西从别人那里，而且是要给我们该给别人的东西，所以我们整个的教会一起成长，这样的话都是为了主而成长。
So again, verse 28 says, he who has been stealing, he now must work, doing something useful. So you're part of the family of God, and you keep saying to yourself, what can I do today to help the family of God? What can I do to help Jesus? What can I do to help my brother and sister? What can I do to build up the assembly?
其实你讲的，那你从前偷盗的，那现在要开始去做一些事儿，要劳力，要亲手做正经的事儿。如果你在一个教会里，你说我能为主耶稣做什么？我能为我的弟兄姊妹做什么？所以呢，我要去想，我在这个教会里啊，我要能做一些什么事儿。
So if you go back now to verse 11, you will find it says it was the Spirit of God who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, some to be teachers.
所以如果你回到以弗所书四章第十一节的话呢，第十一节说他所赐的是有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And it's interesting that all five of those gifts are speaking gifts.
所以这是非常有趣的，这所有的五种恩赐都是讲话的那种恩赐。
So verse 15, we must each speak the truth in love. Everyone has been given a gift, and so he says something for Jesus.
所以呢，第十五节说呢，唯用爱心说诚实的话，所以我们每个人都给了不同的恩赐，所以我们说些什么是为了主去说些什么。
And so that's the theme in verses 25 through 27.
这就是从25到27节里所谈到的。
But our gift is not just speaking, it is also that we do things. And so instead of stealing, doing things for ourselves, we now say, I, by the grace of God, am going to start doing things for my brothers, for my sisters, for others. I'm going to be doing so that I can give to them.
所以这里不讲到的是，光讲到的是我们去跟人家讲什么，而且我们要去做什么。所以呢，我们不要去从我们的弟兄姊妹那里去偷我们不应该的东西，而是去给出我们能够给的东西。所以我们要开始去做一些什么事儿，我想想我能做什么。
So the Christian is always a hard worker.
所以基督徒通常是一个非常努力的工作的人。
And in this case, he's not stealing, he's working in order that he may have something to give. That's why we work. We don't work to get something more for ourselves, we work to have something more to give to the other person.
所以这就是这样的人，他因为基督徒他不去偷，他就是要去工作，他工作的目的是就是为了可以给人家一些什么东西。所以呢，说我们努力的工作不是为了我们自己，我们努力的工作是为了给出去给别人一些什么。
Now, only Jesus could give us this particular objective in life.
所以只有主耶稣可以给我们这样一个非常明确的这样一件事去做。
If you didn't believe in a God who loves and cares and keeps meticulous records, you would never be persuaded to work in order to give.
And then you, I didn't get this, sorry.
Okay, the reason that you work in order to give is because you know that there's a God who loves you.
所以呢，是你做这样，你工作去付给别人这样一个原因呢，是你知道有一个神在那里爱着你。
And you know that he observes everything, keeps perfect records, and he will reward you for every good thing you do.
所以你要记得神在观察你，他记住呢，你所做的一切的好的事情，这样将来他会给你一个奖赏。
Now the Thessalonians didn't all believe that.
所以呢，在帖撒罗尼迦人呢，他们并不是都相信那个。
There were some in the assembly in Thessalonica who basically said, the Lord Jesus is coming back very soon, so we had better relax and wait for him.
所以在其中的一些帖撒罗尼迦人呢，他们说呢，主耶稣很快就会再来，所以我们最好现在放松，我们欣赏生活，我们什么也不做。
They said, if he's coming back tomorrow, not much point in planting a crop today. He'll be here before harvest.
因为他说如果主耶稣明天的来呢，今天是没有什么意义，我去种一些庄稼，然后到秋季再去收。
So they basically said, if the rapture is coming soon, and it is, I think we'll just relax. We could have a party today, and then when he comes back tomorrow, everything will be fine.
所以他说如果主耶稣马上要来把教会提走的话，我们今天最好是放松，我们来开一些 party， 我们最好的什么都不做，我们因为他来了我们就走了。
And so Paul's very strong words to them were, if a man doesn't work, he should not eat.
所以使徒保罗给他们说了一个很重的话，那就是说如果一个人不工作的话，他就不应该吃饭。
Okay, and Paul is saying now in Ephesians, we've got to have the same attitude. We are working every day for Jesus so that we will have things that we can give to others so that we will all grow to be like Jesus.
所以呢，保罗在以弗所书里也是讲的，所以呢，我们要去工作，我们工作的目的是以便我们可以有一些东西可以去付出去给别人，实际上我们互相的付出，这样我们所有的人都能在主耶稣基督里成长，成长得更像主耶稣基督。
All right, so verse 29 then says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
第二就是说污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
So that's a good thing to remember. Remember that every time you open your mouth, you are on an audio recording.
所以这是一件很好的事，你要记住，当每一次你开口讲话的时候，你都是有录音的。
So I just looked up in the corner of my screen, and my screen in video says this. It says recording.
所以呢，我再看看我这个屏幕上的那个角落里，这个角落上面写着说在录。
So I certainly hope I'm saying the right things this afternoon because it's being recorded.
所以我当然是要保证我今天讲的话是正确的，因为这个是有录音录像的。
That is something scary.
这个有点令人害怕。
It is also true that everything we say 24 hours a day is being recorded.
这真的也是我们在一天24小时里我们说的每一句话都是被录音了的。
Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths.
不要让任何一句污秽的话出你的口。
So there was a very great man once whose name was Harold St. John.
有一个非常伟大的一个人，他的名字叫 Harold St. John.
He had a very good family.
他有一个非常好的美好的家庭。
He had a lot of children, and they all turned out to be outstanding men and women of God.
所以他有很多的孩子，他的所有的孩子们都成了一杰出的属神的人。
They had a rule in their house, and it went like this. There will be no unwholesome talk at supper time.
所以在他们家里有一条规则，就是吃晚餐的时候不可以讲任何一句污秽话。
And his children used to laugh at him.
他的孩子通常在嘲笑他。
One day they said to him, because he wouldn't say bad things about people. One day they said to him, Dad, you would even have a good word to say about the devil.
所以呢，他们呢，他们规则是不说任何一个人的坏话。所以呢，他们就他的孩子就笑他父亲说，你都没有一句好话去说魔鬼。
And his answer was, well, at least he's persistent.
Persistence, what's that?
Persistent, he keeps on going, he doesn't give up.
所以呢，他说，至少那个魔鬼他没有，至少他自己没有，可以坚持一直持续下去。
Sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we stop. The devil doesn't get discouraged. He's going to keep on tempting you. He's going to keep on fighting you. He doesn't get discouraged. He is persistent.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们自己会感到那个沮丧，感到失望，我们会放弃。但是魔鬼呢，他不会失望，他也不会放弃，他要不停的坚持着来诱惑你。
So don't let any, verse 29, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
第二九节是污秽的言语，一句不可出口，只要谁是说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
So that's the way we are to talk. And then verse 30 again, a summary verse says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
所以这就是我们刚才讲到第三十节做了一个小节，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
All right, so the Holy Spirit of God is a wonderful gift that we all have been given as Christians.
所以呢，神的圣灵是一个非常奇妙的恩赐，是神给我们每一个基督徒的。Where
does he live?
他住在哪里呢?
He lives right inside us.
他在我们里面住着。Where
does he go?
他去哪里?
He goes wherever we go.
我们去哪里，他就去哪里。
What does he hear?
他听见什么?
He hears whatever we hear.
那我们听见什么，他就听到什么。
What does he see?
那他看见什么呢?
He sees whatever we see.
我们看见什么，他就看见什么。
What does he listen to when we think?
我们思考说他请听什么呢?
He listens to what we think.
他听我们的思考。Now
the verse is, don't grieve the Holy Spirit.
然后这个经文里是说不要叫神的圣灵担忧。And
so the question is, what does the word grieve mean?
所以那个问题是这个担忧是什么意思呢?
The story is of a man who walks down the street and he sees some boys playing.
所以呢，这个故事呢就是这样的：一个人在街上走的时候，他看见几个孩子在玩。
He watches the boys, and they do something they shouldn't do, and he's very disappointed.
他看见那些孩子们在做一些他们不该做的事儿，所以他非常的失望。
And then as he looks more closely, he sees that one of those boys is his very own son.
所以然后他走进去一看呢，那其中的有一个孩子就是他自己的亲生儿子。
Regarding the other boys, he's disappointed. But regarding his own son, he is grieved.
所以呢，看见其他的那些孩子呢，他只是失望。看见他自己的孩子在里面呢，他就是忧伤了。
What does the Holy Spirit think when he sees his own son or daughter doing things, saying things, that they should not do, say, see, or think.
所以呢，我那个圣灵他会怎么去想呢？当他看见他自己的儿子女儿去说一些做一些他不该做的事情的时候呢？
Oh, he's very grieved.
他是非常忧伤的。
And so the wonderful message here is, don't do that.
所以呢，这个很好的信息呢，就是说你今天不要那么去。
God has brought us into this marvelous relationship with him. We're part of the family of God. We're all united, Jew and Gentile. We're all part of the church of Jesus. What a wonderful thing.
那神把我们带到这么一个奇妙的关系里面去，我们都是神的孩子，我们都是神的家庭的成员，不管是犹太人还是外邦人。我们所有的人都是基督耶稣家里的人，所以不要。
And because he's done all these wonderful things for us, we're to be different. We talk different. We act different. We think different. We don't grieve the Spirit of God.
因为神跟在我们这些做了这么多奇妙的事，我们所有的人呢，我们想法不一样，我们用不同的方式去思考，不同的方式去做事，所以不同的方式去说，所以我们不要去让那个神的圣灵担忧。
And then he goes a little bit deeper, the Spirit of God here. Verse 31, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice.
所以第31节呢，讲了一点更深的一些东西，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、软闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
These really are, they're almost emotions, aren't they? They're attitudes of the heart. Get rid of those that are not from Jesus.
所以这所有的这一切都是感觉感情上的，所以他们都是你心里的那个态度，所以不要去做这些，把这些都要除掉。
And then verse 32, and be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
就像32节说的，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
So the new life affects our words.
所以呢，新的生命影响到我们的说话。
And the new life affects our attitudes.
所以新的生命呢，影响到。
Sorry, that's not the word I wanted. The new life affects our words, and it affects our work. We don't steal anymore.
所以呢，他说刚才他讲的不是那个意思。第一个是影响我们的话，第二个是影响我们的工作。
And then the third one is, it affects our, and I'm not sure what the word is, attitudes, emotions, motives, whatever these things are, it affects the way we think from our hearts. Don't have these bitter thoughts.
所以呢，第三个呢，他不知道用什么确切的一个词去讲，所以呢，可能是态度，也可能是你的感情，也可能是你的动机，所以呢，不要让这些不好的东西在你心里出现。
All right, so that's our story for today. That's pretty good. We got finished the chapter.
今天这就是我们今天要讲的，这非常好的是我们把这整个一章学完了。
Jesus has saved us. It's absolutely overwhelmingly wonderful. Therefore, we say, by God's grace, I'm going to live different. I'm going to think different. I'm going to speak different. I'm going to work different. I'm going to have different heart motives.
主耶稣拯救了我们，这对我们来说是完全一个令我们想象不到的事情。所以我们说，我面对这个。
All right, that's our message for today. Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are the God who gives us a new life.
主啊，我们要非常感恩您是那样一个神，给我们一个新的生命。
Now, Lord, we thank you for having given it. We just want you to help us live it as we should.
主啊，我们非常感谢您，不仅是给了我们这样一个生命，也帮助我们去做我们该怎样去生活那样去生活。
And so, Lord, we confess our need, and we pray that you will help us. We want to live like this.
主啊，我们把我们的需求交给你，我们希望您能帮助我们，帮助我们像这样去生活。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all again today.
Thank you, Harold.